Hey guys, welcome to the podcast here on Day by Day. We're talking about living in the glass house and how you as a church member can be praying for your pastor, your ministry staff, and their families. And to kind of help us through thinking through some of that, I've got Megan Kofer here on the podcast today. And she's told us that, man, it would be extraordinary if you could pray for your pastor and their family to be abiding in Christ, to make sure that that personal relationship is being nurtured and fed and all of that, and then to pray for their marriages as well. Because believe it or not, your pastor is human as well. And what your pastor and his wife probably get in tips about is probably looks a lot like what takes place behind your closed doors as well. And so to be praying for them. What's the third one? How else can we be praying for our pastors and their families?
Yeah, so I think you have to start with self. Relying on Christ yourself, then in your marriage, and then praying for our kids, I think, is that next level of something that's really, you know, we all love our kids.
Sure.
But for pastors' kids, I think it's even a little bit more difficult some at times to really love the church and to support her and to not just know God, but to have that intimate relationship with Him is one thing that I would really think that most pastors' wives would appreciate is prayer for their children.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you talked about their relationship with the Lord, and I think one of the unique challenges of a PK is they grow up in it,
mm-hmm.
and they're around it all the time, and it can just be assumed
mm-hmm.
that by osmosis that they're going to be a child of God or something mm-hmm. like that, and we fail to pray for them that mm-hmm. they would have this crisis moment of faith, this experience with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's really, really good. I also think that our kids, our church has been super, such a blessing to our kids, but there are sometimes those expectations or those little side comments that are made to our kids or something like that, that other kids just don't experience. And mm-hmm. PKs, I mean, they're just kids, and they don't really know what to do with those things, and it can really affect how they view the church mm-hmm. there. Do you guys experience that at all?
Our kids are younger. Our oldest just turned 13. On her 13th birthday, she was at the church setting up chairs and tables for a student ministry
thing. They are excellent chair setter-uppers, aren't they?
They are so good at setting up chairs and tables. But you know, that's not uncommon for them.
Right.
That what there was a student that asked me, like, was she mad that she was setting up tables and chairs on her birthday? I said, I don't think she knows anything different.
That's right.
You know,
I think,
and that's part of it is that they are just good kids and they know a lot about God. But that need for that personal relationship with Him is still there. And so not even just salvation itself, but beyond that, you know, their growth in their relationship with the Lord, that abiding in Him for their self is so important. And so they're great servers. They serve in preschool ministry. They serve in high school ministry, helping us set up and get things ready. They're the best, you know, setup crew I have. But that also lends itself to that danger of resentment towards the church or you know, bitterness towards, well, you know, my birthday, I was setting up chairs.
Right, right.
And thankfully, my kids have not come across that. But I think prayer towards that and covering over that is just so important because that risk is always there.
Yeah, like for us, the danger for us is to use our kids as free labor, you know, and we can make them feel guilty about, well, you should serve in the church and all that stuff. But which is true. You know, we want them to find avenues and lanes to be able to serve. But, I mean, as parents, we can take advantage of that. And so we have to be careful in that regard. And I think you're exactly right. Like, one of the things we pray for our kids that we try to teach our kids and we try to show, we try to practically talk about this around the dinner table is how much of a blessing it is to belong to a church. We want them to love the church. And, you know, we're getting ready to send one off to college. And I want him to find a church that he just loves and not think that, well, I've got to go here because my dad's a pastor and all that stuff. Or to just, like you said, completely resent it and rebel altogether, which you've probably seen happen in just growing up in ministry life. Yeah. I've seen it happen with PKs and MKs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So definitely.
I definitely, you know, we try to be careful. We try to be mindful of that. And it is so cool when you say, okay, you can go play. Like, you don't have to set up chairs. You can go play your Switch, or you can go, we have a little basketball hoop in the high school room. You can go do whatever you want. But they're like, no, I want to serve.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool moment. And so I think being mindful of that, but also allowing them the opportunity. It's also a special thing that they get multiple opportunities to serve the Lord in different ways. I think just being able to give them those opportunities, to not force those, but also if that prayer would just cover that, that the Lord would just work in those ways, not just allow the opportunities, but allow their hearts to be ready to serve and to be in the right place to serve. And, you know, that's our job as parents.
Right.
But if there's someone else that's going to come alongside me and pray for my children with me, then, you know, even better.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So pray for your pastor's kids, no matter what stage of life. You've got 8-year-old, 10-year-old, 13, and they require different prayers at different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got 18-year-old and 16-year-olds, which require
a lot more prayer.
Oh my gosh,
so much prayer!
It's different prayers, and it's funny, but we have a blast with them. And so pray for your pastor's kids. Just like your kids, whatever they struggle with, pastor's kids struggle with the same things. And so be praying for them, please. All right, until next Monday, we still got some more prayer points for you in praying for those that are living in the glass house. Until then.